You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 16, recorded Saturday, March 14th, 2009.
Welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 16. This is Michael Blanchard with the TFG1 Podcast. Steve had other plans today. He had obligations he had to deal with, stuff for his wedding. So I am going to be kind of discussing several different things and kind of going over some news. So I think we're just going to get right into the news. First up, we have on Trent TFW 2005... a Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Comic Defiance number 3 preview. This was posted today to TFW. A 5-page preview for the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen prequel titled Defiance number 3 has been posted at Comics Continuum. This issue is scheduled for release on March 18th. Check out all the images by clicking, let's see, what else do we have here? As a reminder, even though most people already know, Transformers Animated Season 3 finally premiered, and I will have more thoughts on that in a few minutes. Let's see, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Chromia image. A new Revenge of the Fallen toy image has surfaced on TF08. This new Transformer image is a blue motorcycle assumed to be the Chromia toy, revealed at Amazon listing last week. Let's see, the next thing that TFW has, a Lucky Draw Beast Convoy. TFW member Ultra Convoy has provided images of the very first Lucky Draw from Beast Wars, Beast Convoy Optimus Primal. There are only 10 of these in existence. Take a look at all the images. Yep. We'll look at the images. The other news item that TFW has was high-res pictures of TF Revenge of the Fallen Starscream. Also, if you go over to the PredaconEmpire.com forums, we have several news items over there, like Steve posted parts 1 and part 2 of a Frank Welker interview by TFW 2005. I've read that. It's a pretty good interview. As we all know, Megatron is confirmed for Revenge of the Fallen. Also, Frank Welker is going to be the voice of Soundwave. Now, I think this is great. Sorry about the chair. I think this is great. It's a, you know, it's nice to finally see Mr. Welker to be able to be involved with the live-action films. I don't think that it's a bad thing having him do Soundwave at all. I think it's great voice casting. Derek J. Wyatt leaked images of Transformers Animated Mainframe Reveal. I don't know who Mainframe is. Have no idea. Let's see. Steve also posted a interview by TFW. I think it was TFW that did an interview with David Kay, which was really cool. Let's see. What else is in the news for actual Transformers stuff? I think that's about it. There really isn't too much other than Animated premiering today, which I missed probably 2/3 of the show. I woke up this morning, 7:30, hit the snooze, didn't wake up till 8:30, turned TV on to find that my DVR has completely screwed me over and did not record the first 30 minutes of the show. So I missed seeing Rodimus and Cyclonus, which that's really what I was looking forward to. I shouldn't have to tell everybody by now, but I spoil the fuck out of everything, so if you don't want to be spoiled about Animated, which by the time this podcast is uploaded, everybody should have watched it by now. What was I going to say? Oh, shit. They do, TFW's podcast was wrong. Yes, it is 3 episodes thrown together, but no, it is not just three random episodes strewn together. It is a continuous long episode that does have continuity. We do find out more about Sari and her dad, or supposed dad, or robot, or whatever. This episode, even though it had a lot of awesome points, and this has got to be the best, outside of Megatron Rising and A Bridge Too Close, this has to be the best Transformers animated episode I've seen ever. Let's see. It, as I said, I missed Rodimus and Cyclonus, so I can't really comment on those images or that scene. I thought it was really great. It was really awesome the way they pretty much told the story. I'm actually looking forward to next week's episode. So that's pretty much all that's going on with the news and stuff. As far as TFG1 news, episode 8 premiered. This week, this past Friday, TFG1 is now going to be a weekly podcast. Seeing as how I can pretty much record at any time before each Friday, and I've already gone through and written up through episode 16 script. I'm going to. So this Friday, episode 9 will be out on iTunes. Episode 9 will be the last of the pre-recorded episodes. I pre-recorded episodes 6, 7, 8, and 9 when I was sick and when I was moving, because I wasn't sure when I was going to actually have time to sit down and record on time to get the podcast out the way it's supposed to be. Steve and I have pretty much finalized our movie review podcast. It will be called artist title that we chose was Geek Radio. Is it Geek Radio? Let me look at the image. That would help. Sorry, folks. It is Geekcast Radio presents the M-Wire Movie Week in Review. So that's our new movie review podcast. Basically, it is a genre-spanning movie review podcast. I am wanting to have several different special episodes, like dedicated to the Marvel movies, dedicated to the Batman movies. So right now plans are to have the M-Wire premiere Saturday, July 11th, 2009. Steve wanted to wait until the movie Transformers Revenge of the Fallen was released. That way we could, or he could put Transformers, or all things Transformers, on a monthly basis. And then also we have the Beast Wars podcast that we're going to do. If I can ever get the Beast Wars seasons 1 through 3 on DVD, we have the Beast Wars Unleashed podcast. Steve did some excellent artwork on both the M-Wire and the Beast Wars podcast that we're going to do eventually. The Beast Wars podcast most likely will be at the end of the year, closer. Hopefully I can find copies of seasons 1 through 3 of Beast Wars. I hate to pander everybody, but if, you know, anybody out there wants to try to hunt them down for me and get them for me as maybe a belated birthday present, that would be lovely. You can contact me at tfg1podcast@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. My name on there is tfg1podcast. Which, once M-Wire starts, my name on Twitter will change from TFG1 Podcast to something related to the M-Wire. As of right now, I'm working up the premiere episode of the M-Wire that will be all about Back to the Future. All three films, Steve and I are going to sit down and discuss them. I have the complete trilogy set that was released in 2005 sitting right here by my computer, because I've been going through it and getting stuff out of it and watching it and just kind of like burning it into my head, type of deal. I'm trying to think what else. Really isn't much else, I don't think. Just really loving doing this podcasting thing. I love using Twitter. I think I use Twitter more than, and it's not just to get hook up with friends or, you know, it's basically just, it's an online community and it's great. You can meet all kinds of people from all around the world on there, and, you know, you just send little messages back and forth, and it's a great, great thing. I'm trying to think. What else? I guess I could go on about my little Walmart and Target jaunts today. I went to Walmart. I had to get more soda. because I was running out. So I decided to stop by the toy aisle, because that has become my new thing now, just to stop and look. Yeah, I know I can't afford any of them. I don't care. I think I'm pretty much done with my collecting right now. My collection's fairly big, at least I think it is. The majority of it's G1, and then I have my BotCon 2008 set. But, you know, I like to let people know what's going on in my area as far as the toys. The Walmart that's, I don't know, a 5-minute drive from my apartment, they have the same fucking figures every fucking time I go there. For animated, they have Blur, the figure Blur looks awesome. I would love it if I could get Blur in mint condition, already in robot mode, so I wouldn't have to transform him. Because that's the biggest problem I have when I get figures, because a majority of my instructions, I watch video reviews, like from Spada, from TFY, or from, I think it's Pyog, or, I don't know. All the Transformers fans know who Pyog is on YouTube. Actually, the reason why I sought out the evil Rodimus Prime, Seeker from the BotCon set was because of Pyog's review of that toy. So I like to just, you know, stop by the toy aisle, see what's there, and just, you know, comment on it from time to time. I went today, we had Animated Blur, Bulkhead, Bumblebee, Elite Guard Bumblebee, Lockdown, and that's just the deluxe figures. Then they had the Activators and all that crap. Walmart had nothing for Universe. They had maybe one or two of Smokescreen and probably three of Cheetor. Other than that, that was it. And even the 25th anniversary Primes, they were gone. And I want one of those Primes. Then I went to Target just to look around and see what they had. They had a lot more than Walmart did. Of course, they had the same figures as Walmart as far as animated, so I'm not going to go into that. But they actually had about 10... Universe Cycloneses, which I already have. They had a number of Dinobot, Universe Dinobots, Smokescreens, Cheetors, and stuff like that there. So yeah, that was pretty much the jaunt for the day. When I got back home, my mom dropped me off and didn't have my keys. Turns out I left them at her house. So yeah, it's been a stressful Saturday. Especially going into Walmart at, we went in about 5 hours ago, about 1:30, and yeah, Walmart sucks on a Saturday. Should never go to Walmart on a Saturday. What else is going on? That's pretty much it. Oh, I will have a published review on PredaconEmpire.com probably tomorrow or Monday, most likely Monday morning, because I'm still waiting to watch the whole episode of Transwarped from Transformers Animated, seeing as how, as I said, I missed the first 30 fucking minutes. So yeah, I am currently writing up a review of the entire animated series. I do not like animated. I don't like the animation style. At least I didn't in the first two seasons. After seeing the episode this morning, what I did say, I'm really liking it. I'm liking where they're going, and it's unfortunate that season 3 will be the last season, but it, you know, hey, maybe they will come out with a more adult Transformers cartoon. I know that's what Steve's wanting to see. So I think I'm going to cut this short. Yeah. So, anyway, this has been Mike with the TFG1 Podcast. You can contact me through Twitter. My name on there is TFG1 Podcast. You can also contact Steve/Megatron through there. His name is SCP21, which he's not even 21 years old anymore. But anyway, that's beside the point. old man. you can also email us. It's podcast@PredaconEmpire.com for Steve. Or you can go on to PredaconEmpire.com, join the forums. Please join the forums. We need more active forum members. I know that people have lives, unlike me. But, you know, currently, we have 19 active members out of 101. Come on, people. Get to posting on the forums. Even if it's just once a day. Post away, please. And please make sure you put the threads in the right... Please make sure if you're making new topics that you put them in the right categories. What else? God, I'm about to go into a laughing fit. Oh, crap. What else? My email address is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Please send me email. Also, give us feedback on iTunes. Having feedback on iTunes is one of the best ways for our podcasts to grow. So please write us reviews on iTunes. For me, I am always on the Earth2.net forums. So please, anything, you know, geeky, comic book-wise, whatever that you want to talk about that's not a Transformers subject, go over to www.earth-2. Wait, did I do that right? Go over to www.earth-2.net. It's earth2.net. Join the forums over there. There are a lot of good topics going on over there. I'm actually... The podcast that inspired me to do the TFG1 podcast is having their 49th episode this Wednesday, and they are reviewing Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, which I absolutely cannot wait for. I'm so grateful and thankful for Mike and James... Michael David Sims and James Doe doing this podcast that they do so well. That's pretty much it for us. This has been Michael Blanchard from the TFG1 podcast, signing off for All Things Transformers, Episode 16. Good night, everybody. This July 11th, 2009, Saturday, PredaconEmpire.com and GeekCast Radio present to you the M-Wire Movies Week in Review, an all-new movie review podcast from PredaconEmpire.com. Every week, Michael Blanchard, that is me, and Steve/Megatron will bring you movie reviews. We have been talking about doing this for a while now, and it is going to be a genre-spanning movie review podcast with specials and different roundtables, stuff like that. So please, tune in.